Close your eyes and watch your breath. In other words, watch the breath with your mind. Notice when it's coming in, notice when it's going out. Try to stay with it all the way in, all the way out. And allow it to be comfortable. Think of the whole body being open to the breath, the whole body breathing in, the whole body breathing out, without any obstructions. Because you want to create a good place to stay here. And you do have to do the creating. No one else can come and breathe for you or make it comfortable for you. So you have to breathe and then notice what kind of breathing feels good, what kind of breathing doesn't feel good. Choose whatever breathing feels best. As the Buddha said, you have to depend on yourself. We take refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. But the Buddha also taught, atta-yata-no-nato, the self has to be its own mainstay. So what does that mean? Means that you have to learn how to take the qualities of the Buddha and the Dhamma and the Sangha and develop them in your mind. Then you have a refuge inside you. Like with the Buddha, his qualities are wisdom, compassion, purity. Wisdom comes from asking yourself, what would I do will lead to my long-term welfare and happiness? And the purity comes from actually following through with that, looking at your actions, looking at your intentions. If you expect any harm to come from your intentions, you don't act on them. If you don't expect any harm, you can act on them. But while you're doing the action, you have to watch, see what the results are. Because sometimes the results come right away. They don't wait to some future lifetime. They're coming right here, right now. And if you see you're causing harm, you stop. Don't see any harm, you continue. When you're done, then you reflect back. This action that I did, what did it cause harm? And if it did cause harm, you go talk it over to someone else who's more advanced on the path. So you don't have to keep on reinventing the Dharma wheel all the time. If you didn't cause any harm, you take joy in that fact and then continue training. In other words, you're happy that you're able to do this, get more advanced in the path, but you don't rest satisfied because you realize there's more to do. That's how you develop wisdom and purity inside. As for compassion, there's that famous story where King Basenadi is in his bedroom with his queen. And in a moment of tenderness, he turns to her and says, is there anyone you love more than yourself? Well, you know what he's expecting. He wants her to say, yes, Your Majesty, I love you more than I love myself. But this is the Pali Canon. You don't get away with saying stupid things like that in the Pali Canon. She says, no, there's nobody I love more than myself. And how about you? Anybody you love more than yourself? Well, no. That's the end of that scene. The king goes to see the Buddha, tells him what had happened. And Buddha tells him, you know, she's right. You can search the whole world over and not find anybody you love more than yourself. In the same way, everybody else loves themselves just as fiercely. So the conclusion he draws from that is that you shouldn't harm anybody or get them to cause harm. Because if your happiness depends on their suffering or their harm, they're not going to stand for it. Your happiness will not last. So part of being wise is also being compassionate. And then you carry through with that by being pure in your actions. And this is the way you develop the qualities of the Buddha in yourself. Then these qualities are things that you can rely on. This ability to look at your actions and judge them, correct yourself. Even when there's nobody else around to teach you, you can teach yourself in this way. This is how the Forest of Giants learned an awful lot, by being alone in the forest. They're looking at their actions, seeing whether they're causing harm, learn how not to cause that harm. They learn how to be reliable judges on their own actions. That's when you have a real refuge inside. That's when you're your own mainstay. So we take refuge in the Buddha and the Dhamma and the Sangha because they're good examples for finding happiness. But the real refuge is when we take their qualities and develop them inside. And that way we really can depend on ourselves. Because if we don't train ourselves, you can't really depend on yourself. And if you can't depend on yourself, who are you going to depend on? So you build a refuge inside. That way it's really safe.